Welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV Karen W. I'm Jeremy Werner, and joining me this morning is award-winning cabaret artist Marissa Mulder, who will be performing in Brownville, Nebraska as a part of the Brownville Concert Series. She'll be performing on Friday, October 6th, Saturday, October 7th, and Sunday, October 8th. Tickets can be found at brownvilleconcertseries.com. Marissa, thank you for joining me this morning. And, going over your press release, there's a lot of praise in this, so tell us what it is that led you to becoming what some in this would say is the most successful young cabaret artist on the Manhattan scene.
Well, I grew up in upstate New York in Syracuse, and ever since I was about 3 or 4, I've been singing. And since I was a child, I always had it in my head that I wanted to go to New York City and pursue my dream of singing. And that's what I've done, and I was lucky to connect with the right people in New York City on the cabaret scene. One of my early mentors, who's performed at Brownville herself, Karen Oberlin, took me under her wing when I first arrived. We had a Syracuse, New York connection, and she introduced me to a lot of people and musical directors, piano players, on the cabaret scene, and that's how I met two of the pianists that I work with most frequently, and I started putting together my own shows, and it's been a blast. And I've tried to kind of separate myself from the pack by doing shows that the music is a little bit beyond the Great American Songbook, the 60s, the 70s. I did a Tom Waits show, which kind of caused a splash in New York City and set me apart in a good way. I had a wonderful director and got some great reviews. And from then on, I've just continued to sing the material I really want to sing. I did a John Prine show. And this show that I'm bringing to Brownville, Nebraska, is my Lennon-McCartney show. It's called I'll Follow the Sun, and it's all John Lennon and Paul McCartney songs. So I guess just, kind of being true to myself, true to the music that I'm drawn to and that I love, and putting together evenings based on this material.
It sounds like an evolution of sorts over the years. Do you see your musicianship and singing continuing to evolve even as you kind of land into a specific comfort zone?
Yes, I do. I have a show scheduled for the end of October, October 28th, in New York City. And it's all, since I've tackled a lot of male writers, this show will be all female songwriters from all different backgrounds. I mean, from someone like Joni Mitchell and Dolly Parton to Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish and Fiona Apple. And sometimes I like doing shows pulling from all different kinds of artists, not just one particular style. And it's all female voices. So yeah, I think I continue to try to just follow my gut and really pay attention to what kind of material I'm connecting with. And that's how I choose the material I want to sing. So I feel like I am doing that. And I do love jazz and the standard too. I grew up on that and I often come back to it, but I kind of love to expand the catalog because there are so many good songs being written today. Great story songs with great, great messages and melodies. So, yeah, I think I continue to kind of try to evolve and just take some chances.
You mentioned contemporary female artists that you like. What are some of the ones that you were kind of drawn to?
Yeah, well, I love Taylor Swift, for instance. I'm one of the many who loved Taylor Swift, and I love her because I think she is just an incredible songwriter, especially a lyricist. I think she tells wonderful stories in her songs, and she can do so many different kinds of things. And so I have a song of hers coming in my new show. I love a songwriter named Nick Cave, who's not nearly on the the famous spectrum as someone like Taylor Swift, but who just writes such beautiful, beautiful songs. And somebody like Billie Eilish, who I really admire. I think she's like 21 and she writes very deep songs, and Brandi Carlile, and there's a lot. There's a lot of current artists that I like. So I like kind of just, you know, not just looking backwards, but looking forwards to find what's going on now and how I could maybe put my own unique stamp on it and make it my own.
Does part of that uniqueness come in terms of changing the tone of a song? For instance, something that was originally upbeat, you go for more morose, or something that's a little bit more depressing, you kind of go for peppy.
Yes, very much so. And that's what's so fun about kind of the art form of cabaret. For instance, I did a Tom Waits show, as I mentioned, and I sang the song Downtown Train, the famous song made famous by Rod Stewart, which was written by Tom Waits. And my pianist and I, we did it very, very differently than the recording that everyone knows. Because when we really stripped the song down and looked at the lyrics, we realized, you know, it's not a happy song. In fact, it can be almost kind of creepy-like, about someone almost a bit of a stalker, kind of an obsessive person that's hoping to see this person they're interested in. So we gave that a whole new spin, and it ended up being received very well. And same thing with my Lennon McCartney show. I sing Strawberry Fields, and we slow that down significantly because it really is a song very personal to John Lennon, which not many people know that. And there's a great backstory about the song, and it was based on an orphanage that was close to his childhood home. And so, yeah, I love being able to do that because it does change the tone, but at the same time is honoring the story that's in the song. I mean, never disregarding the lyrics, you know. It's always kind of trying to aid the story and make it come through as clear as possible.
You mentioned Strawberry Fields and the inspiration that John Lennon kind of drew for that song. How much do you research music to get a feel for what the artist or singer or band was going for with that song?
I research a lot about that. That's really what I love to do most, and I love to find out more about the songwriters themselves, their childhoods, their personal lives, how they write, and finding those little gems that maybe not everybody knows, you know, not just the generic information we know about the Beatles, but little stories like that about what might have inspired certain songs. I think it can be really effective in a cabaret show and really illuminate the music, and maybe, hopefully, allows the listener to listen to the songs in a deeper way.
This will be your second time in Brownville. This is kind of a solo performance, and the first time was kind of more with an entourage. So are you preparing differently because, you know, this will be your first time solo, or because it's been so long? I think the last time was almost a decade ago.
Yes. Well, I'm bringing my pianist, John Weber, who's an incredible jazz pianist here in New York City, and he's been in Brownville many times with various artists. But I am so excited. I was there in 2014 in Brownville, and I was a part of a group Christmas holiday show, which was great. But this is my own show, and I sometimes do the show with piano, bass, and guitar, but for this, I'll just travel with my pianist, John, who's wonderful. And is so good at playing these Lennon McCartney songs. We've really come up with great arrangements, and I'm just excited. It's definitely, the show is a journey, and I think it's special and very heartfelt, and it's about 75 minutes. So it's fun coming just to do this thing that I've created. I've been able to take it to some great places. We were in London with the show in May, and it went great. So I can't wait for the people of Brownville to see it. I hope they can come out, whether they're big Lennon-McCartney fans or not. I hope they'll take something from it.
So once again, going off the press release, I can see that you're very used to intimate settings based on some of the venues that you've performed at in New York City. But, you know, what is it about Brownville that's unique? Because I know that it is an intimate setting, but it is in, you know, a large facility, hundreds of people, well lit. It's not like, a downtown Manhattan bar. So what is it about Brownville that kind of sticks out to you?
Yeah, I remember having a blast last time I was there. And I, even though they do bring in a big crowd, it does feel very intimate, the space. And so I'm really excited for that. I mean, I love traveling to new places. I don't know many people there. I haven't been there in quite some time. And like I said, it wasn't my own show, but I get really excited about that, about meeting new people and kind of seeing how the show lands with people that don't know me. That's always a thrill for me. So I just think, I hope they can pack people in. And it felt very intimate last time, which is what I hope for and I think works best with what I do.
All right, Marissa, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
No, I think that's it. I'm just very excited. This show is, features some of John Lennon and Paul McCartney's biggest hits, some of their lesser-known gems, and some very unique special stories to kind of illuminate the writers they are and were, and what inspired the music to these songs that we all know and love. So I can't wait, and my pianist, John, is very excited as well, and we hope people can join us.
All right. Thank you for joining me this morning. Once again, that is award-winning cabaret artist Marissa Mulder. She'll be performing in Brownville, Nebraska as part of the Brownville Concert Series. Tickets are still available at brownvilleconcertseries.com for her performances on Friday, October 6th, Saturday, October 7th, and Sunday, October 8th. I'm your host, Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.